Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
What's the theme of your life? Have you thought about it? Some people target a theme and work toward it for years. Others simply live and notice a theme forms over time. Interestingly, if you engage some strategy, you can maneuver and even change your life theme. Hope and opportunity are always available to help you move forward. Let's explore the theme of your life. How I'd enjoy sitting with a group of my readers or listeners to hear your thoughts about your life theme. Then, we'd reflect on how these themes have helped us move forward. Themes often develop from focus, from skill sets, from personality, and events. Looking back over my years, I remember a specific event. A certain career opportunity opened, and I really wanted it. I remember asking companions and writers for letters of recommendation. They all said yes. Their eagerness to represent me was encouraging. Interestingly, the credibility and commendations of the theme of my life and skill sets were weighted by their own accomplishments, position, excellent character, writing skills, and professional perspective. Needless to say, I was honored. I share this small memory to use as a thread through this material. So now let's explore the theme of your life by referencing a well-loved scripture. Perhaps you'll notice fresh ideas to apply to the theme of your life. There are always four categories we explore in scripture dissection. What does it say? What does it mean? Make it personal and make a commitment. Let's start with what does it say? Did you know God has a theme for your life? Incidentally, it's always good. So let's tear into a well-known verse you've likely memorized. When you take it to heart, it's a game changer. Jeremiah 29:11. I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. That's what the verse says. But what does it mean? Since God has a design for your life, He also knows the theme or themes of your life. However, God writes His commendations for you with invisible ink. Uniquely, He writes on your heart, if you let Him. So, let's consider individual phrases from today's verse. First one, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Second one, plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Third one, plans to give you hope and a future. Let's start with the first one. I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. How interesting. God already knows the plans He has for you. Additionally, He knows the theme or themes of your life. Certainly, you don't know all that yet. But God who loves you knows. You don't have to flounder each day. Plus, you don't have to be worried, afraid, or burdened. Why would that be? Well, it's because God who loves you knows. His love is your safety mechanism. Plus, His investment in you is your guarantee. You can trust Him because He is good. Further, the second phrase ensures God has your well-being in mind. And that second phrase is, plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Have you considered that God wants to prosper you? Of course, He does not want to harm you. Many people never accept these two promises. Instead, they think they're on their own. To prosper is their own problem to solve. Additionally, in this world of harm, they conclude they need to protect themselves. However, the person who completely trusts in God realizes God will prosper them. Plus, He will never harm them. Any suffering results from a fallen world. Nevertheless, God will work through any suffering toward good in your life. This takes us to the third phrase in the verse, plans to give you hope and a future. God's intentions toward you include hope and a future. Opportunity is in front of you. Of course, you still need to work hard and do your part. I love this idea from Oswald Chambers. He says, "I can't do what God does, and He won't do what I can." Equally, I like the phrase, "God works, you work." In other words, God has a part, and you have a part. That's what those verses mean. Now it's time to make it personal. Each day develops the theme of your life. Actually, how you engage details every moment determines your personal credibility as others observe your life. Essentially, you enable them to witness a believable, visible theme of your life. Similar to my companions who wrote visible letters of commendation for me. Simply said, how you live matters. Your attitudes and what you think, speak, and do is important. Others notice. So it's not just a physical letter that makes a difference in being commended. It's what inspires the letter, the theme of your life. Did you know you don't need others' approval? Actually, your best commendation comes from God Himself. His validation of your worth is worth more than anyone else's. The testimony of others can be helpful and encouraging, so choose your companions carefully. However, there's only one commendation that really matters. Incidentally, have you given your pen to God to write freely over your life? Do you trust His intentions toward you? Your life can be a letter written by God. However, you decide if His version will be the theme of your life, or if you will reject His theme. So, will you welcome His original design for you, His creativity in your life theme, and His companionship as your most trusted advisor? Your story reveals your perspective of yourself. Of course, your story also portrays what's going on in your mind and heart. Thankfully, if you invite God's Spirit to write into your life, you have the best version of your life theme. These concepts reflect the theme of your life. There are three of them: beliefs that you adopt, messages you allow into your heart, and conclusions about God and His promises. So now I have a question for you. What beliefs, messages, and conclusions are being written into your life theme? God wants you to partner with Him as He oversees the theme of your life. Remember what Oswald Chambers says? I can't do what God does, and He won't do what I can. And then the other phrase is, God works and you work. Strategically, God's view of your life theme matters. After all, He created you. He loves you deeply. Plus, He commends you to others. And He has honorable purposes for the theme of your life. We need to talk about habits and patterns a little bit as we reflect on the theme of your life. Have you considered that your habits and patterns actually affect the theme of your life? It's true. Just as I shared my memory that threads through this content, so your habits and patterns thread through your life theme. Interestingly, your habits and patterns portray credibility, or not, of your theme. When you partner with God as you establish godly habits and patterns, the weight of God's accomplishments, His power, and His excellent character adds credibility to your observable habits and patterns. Remarkably, God honors a great variety of creative expressions in every person's life themes. His chief concern? To glorify Christ. So you have room to be creatively you, even as you stay in God's guidelines. Do your habits and patterns please God? Remember, with God's validation and your partnership through habits and patterns, you make today's verse personal. But I think we need to talk about something else. Really hard times. It's possible your theme includes some really hard times. Indeed, that is disappointing. Regardless, you're not alone. So many great people have suffered as their life theme develops. So what do you do? I suggest go directly to our verse, Jeremiah 29:11. Let me say it again. I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Actually, this scripture supports your unique and creative life theme when you claim it by faith. Literally, it weaves your every suffering into God's commendation of the theme of your life. God will prosper you. Further, He will not harm you. Most important, He gives you hope and a future. God works and you work, even in the really hard times. Let's go on to the fourth section. Make a commitment. And here's where we talk about application thoughts and questions. The first question, what is the theme of your life? What threads run through it? Number two, do you trust the plans God has for you? Three, specifically, do you believe He wants to prosper you and not to harm you? Number four, do you believe God gives you hope and a future, even though it will look different than you picture? Five, how can you cooperate with God today as He uniquely writes into the current chapter of your life theme? Question number six, what theme do you need to let God develop? Will you partner with Him in your habits and patterns, even in really hard times? And then number seven, will you claim Jeremiah 29:11 for your life theme, or at least to run through the themes of your life? Portions of this content come from our book, Epistles for an I Generation, Relevant in a Digital Age. This is a devotional book that takes you through 1 and 2 Corinthians. You'll find practical action points that help you know God better and nurture personal growth. You can find this in our bookstore, www.aliveandactivelife.org/store. I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app or use our online player at the top of each article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.